Boy, ooh, that's been your whole life?
Yeah.
Damn.
That boy absorbent.
Absorbent Junior.
Moisture collector.
Don't do that, bro. Gotcha. Thank you. Stop, man. Oh, bro. Stop. Why you need to light it? All these ain't lit.
You just gonna do something, man.
Alright.
Stop wavering. You gonna get my shot. Do you need to sit down? Nigga nervous.
Do what you want. Do what you want, Petey Green.
I didn't want to sit. I need to do stool. We go Amazon some stools.
Get your stools.
Get some back support.
You gonna get some back support.
Man, you ain't hurt?
No.
Oh man, I'm old. Man. I thought we both was feeling the same shit. So you can sit down. Alright, bro.
I'm gonna be swaying in the morning.
Stop, bro.
Swaying in the morning.
Stop. Swaying in the morning.
Swaying in the morning.
Stop. Swaying in the morning. Chill out. Chill out. Stop. Bro, chill out with that. Chill out with that. We got a show to do. We can't do that right now. Can't do that right now.
It's a single truth show.
Come on.
Hey, man.
You're such a band nigga, bro.
Yeah, nigga had to do a roll. One band, one sound, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, man, she gonna text me talking about, so I found this hair in your bathroom. Man, I sent her a picture of all three of my housekeepers. Like, which one you think it was? Because I got a trick for all that. I would take your hair out and put it somewhere.
Man. That's an amazing goddamn comeback.
I got something for everything.
Wow.
You would not catch me. Quick as quick can be, you won't catch me.
Bro, I used to date a girl and I never saw her hair.
Huh?
I never saw her real hair.
Okay, boom.
She always had a wig. Kept a wig.
Damn, another wig.
Never seen her hair.
Story time with Remo.
So it was always some hair.
Always some hair.
So she could never, come on, them 8 wigs ago hair.
Come on. She don't know what's going on in the house.
But it's a blue strand of a wig.
Man, that era, the blue hair in your house. The
blue hair.
Blue, blonde, green.
Red, green.
Come on, man. You know how we like to freak with the booty club.
The cosplay ones. The cosplayness.
And they got the Teletubbies in his house.
All the Care Bears.
You look up under my toilet, it's the Teletubby hair all up under. It's like I kidnapped all the Care Bears. But yeah, I'm gonna get out of that.
Yeah.
I got something for everything. I'm too, you know what I'm saying? That was an old text right there.
Come on, man. Real resourceful.
Real resourceful, man.
Real resourceful.
Man, speaking of resources, what's hey.
Bye, got a resource Felicia.
Here. Bye, Candace. Felicia.
Oh, man, what we got in the middle right here, brother?
Come on, man. That's Frosty Tips. Mm. That's a Christmassy jump.
Does it smell like some Frosty Tips?
I ain't finna let you hand it to me.
I handed the candle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. This sound like a. Nah, that smell like my. Nah.
Flashbacks with Tyler.
Yeah. Sound like somebody I don't want to talk about. It smells good, though.
Story time?
So, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
You know what I mean?
If you need to say bye, B-U-Y.
Come on.
Got to get the candles to make you fly.
Come on.
Hey, this smell good. It smells so good.
When you stand up, you have to sing.
With the wood.
You have to sing when you stand up. But you can get your business or your product sung live on air here, Single Truth. Hit us up. We got you.
And we'll make you a jingle like the Pepsi girl.
Hey, she's actually Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
But it's Dr. Pepper, it's Coke. Learn something here. That's another thing we like to do. We want to teach you because this show is not only for, you know, single men and single women, but, you know, if you're married, you want to see what it's like in these streets. You know what I'm saying? If you're thinking about getting married and want to see if you want to stay out here in these streets, we got you.
Come on,
single moms, single dads, we got whatever you need. A lot of single experience standing up here at this table.
It's over 80 years of experience. That's how old as shit.
It's over, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But like not for real, for real. Like in terms of just
maybe
being single,
years.
Single life.
Years. Combined 40 years.
Yeah. I've been single for 10.
Are you adult
10
years?
Like the last 10.
Oh, okay.
Since my last
So 13 years of single street knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Yeah. And you, but you're a serial relationshiper.
I am.
Yeah. So talk about that.
Serial relationship dating. All with the intent, because I'm too loyal, bro. I'm too loyal, bro.
Okay.
Like, they got the breakup.
Okay, you ain't going nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm loyal, man. Once I'm locked in, I'm locked in.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
All the way up until a certain point. Because you ain't been married.
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
I mean, yeah. Twice. I actually gave the ring. Mm-hmm. One time I was...
One proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
And one, you know, going to the shop, looking at the ring.
Right. A certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But you was going to get married, though, the first time.
I was going to get married the first time.
Yeah, okay.
If I'd have got married the first time, bro, none of this would have ever happened, bro.
Nah, probably not. Ain't that crazy?
It's all crazy.
Ain't that crazy, bro?
I'd have really been selling cars at CarMax.
Still. Big suit.
What?
You've been 330.
9 coffees.
I know you don't know who this is, but you've been looking like Damian Woody.
I have no idea who that is.
I know.
Who is Damian Woody, bro?
That's why it's so funny. He work on ESPN now. He used to play for the Patriots. Back in the day, but I'm finna show you exactly what you would look like if you got married that time. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You never wanted to get married to any of your exes?
That'd have been you right there, married. Let's get that nigga back. Damien Woody, man.
Bruh.
Big suit, little legs.
Big suit, little legs. All...
Married, man.
Stomach, bro.
Beautiful wife.
Beautiful wife.
You know what I'm saying?
That was so.
That'd have been you, bro, at CarMax, man, scooting through the aisle. Oh, let me show you this Ford Bronco.
Come on now. Y'all like a minivan family. Look like one on the way expecting.
Bro, man, I be thinking about that too, because you know, us corporate, super corporate too.
You a baggy suit too.
Baggy suit gang.
You'd have been still firing niggas.
I would have still been looking for a deal at Burlington on the suit for this week. I was getting a suit a week.
Well, that was your spending.
Shit, because they had the 69, boom, but then they had the 2 for $99. So when I started off at, boom, I hit the 69 up, get 3 suits in 6 weeks, 3 paychecks, and boom. Now you got some little more bread, 99. Mm. So shoot, 2 more weeks, 8 weeks, I got 5 suits.
Man, Charles Barkley,
Every day of the week. I just put y'all on game, every day of the week. You got you 5 suits now. Like, you go to work, and then you can swap the pants.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Swap the pants, no tie one day, make a whole different suit. So I don't know what's going on.
A little corporate casual.
Blue, black, tan, gray, and then get you, you know what I mean, something with some flavor, maybe.
And you can mismatch them all.
I mean, maybe some, maybe like a little silver, or a little pinstripe, or a little, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something with a little flair.
A little flair. Boom.
Because Burlington got a lot of flair, so you got to be careful.
You got to unflare Burlington.
Yeah, you're going to have a more easier time finding the blue, black, tan, beige, gray over the flair. Flair is going to be number one. Flair at the dump. I tell you at the dump.
Mannequin got the flair on, like, you want some, what? Where we going?
The flair gonna see your black ass coming.
Oh, you flairful.
Oh, you just got a job. Okay. If you ain't looking for suits,
you trying to make an impression.
You 23 years old black man looking for suits in Burlington.
Oh,
you just,
man,
got a job, bro. Come here.
Come here, man.
Come on, man. We finna make you look like Rick James when he was in Buffalo.
You going to jail or you going to get a job? Which one why you gonna need the suit?
What white man gonna talk to you? Is it your CEO or is it your boss?
Real talk, every man needs a suit. Let's start there.
Ice on Remo.
Shout out to the young Single Truth STG gang.
Mm-hmm.
Every man needs a suit. At least one suit. Preferably black or blue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just because you never know when you need to go to a funeral,
mm-hmm,
or out to eat,
mm-hmm,
or, you know,
Job interview.
You
know what I'm saying? People still get jobs, Remo. I know you don't know this.
I mean, but you ain't wearing a suit to...
Yes, you are. Well, who are you talking to?
Well, corporate jobs.
I mean, shit. I feel like any job, any office job, you should interview in a suit, even if people ain't wearing suits.
So you going in office job?
Yes. Okay. Any office job. Like, if you show up for construction with a suit, you crazy. Like,
you're not
like, I'm trying to be the foreman of this. And I'm
Have you ever been overly qualified for a job?
Every job I've had.
Well, I mean, they didn't hire you because they told you was overly qualified.
You know what? I've never been told why I haven't been hired for things before. Okay. I did do this, what is that? You know, when we first got out of school and we was looking for jobs, especially in Atlanta, they had a bunch of these marketing firms.
Oh, man.
And you could just go and interview and damn near they give you the job that day. I had asked too many questions and that made them say I'm overqualified.
You gonna jump and try to be the manager?
I had my master's and all that already, but I was it was a scam basically.
Mm-hmm.
So like most of them was. So I asked so many questions that they was like, "All right, bro, you overqualified. Next, hire that nigga."
I was overly qualified for. I was trying to be a carpet cleaner, Like
yeah.
They go in, clean the carpet, might take some carpet out, replace the carpet. Them niggas was giving away a truck and $25 an hour. I'm like, nigga, I want this,
man.
But it's like
alternative school wasn't good enough.
You're overly qualified for it. I'm like overly qualified.
That's something else. That's a big job.
It was nice little. I made it all the way through training and all that shit.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, that'd be. I'm almost shit. Speaking of change your life, bro, I was right here. I was almost a pharmaceutical sales rep, even though I can't say it. Pharmaceutical sales rep in Philadelphia. That would have changed
in
my life.
In Philly?
My roommate from college that played basketball with me from my freshman year. He was a senior, though.
Okay.
So he had went off and moved to Philly because he had got a job pharmaceutical sales. When I graduated, he hit me up. We was talking. He was like, bro, I can tell you exactly what to say in the interview, bro. Exactly what to say.
Yeah.
Big suit. Interview at the Marriott up in Rhode Island.
Come
you know
on,
what I'm
man.
Saying? Meet the dude in the lobby. As soon as he asked me the first question, I said, that's exactly what he said he was going to say. Killed that interview.
Killed it.
Smoked it.
Come on,
man. They were talking about trying to get more diversity in that area, and they was going to move me over there with my college roommate. And I was like, oh, that's up, bro. They did not hire me, bro. They sized me up so crazy, bro. Oh, that was my first thinking I'm going to get a job heartbreak that I've ever had. Second one.
Heartbreak time.
Let's second, go. About to get a job heartbreak. And when you single and ain't got nobody to fall back on,
oh, man.
When shit happens to you, you got to learn how to take it.
You got to take it, man.
Bruh. This one right here, Mo. All right, so you
eyes about it. Come on.
So this was not too long ago. I'm going to just say that.
Oh, God.
And the producer from The Cube, show that I'm on, that's on TBS with Dwayne Wade, was on another show. I'll say it. He's on Family Feud.
Oh.
Steve Harvey, boom. He's like the stage manager for that.
Great chick. Jesus Christ.
Stage manager for Steve Harvey, boom. And he was like, hey man, you know, they lost a writer for the show. And you know, they're actually looking for diversity. And you know what I mean? I pitched you up because I've been working with you and you know what I mean? You good. So go in and do the interview. They tell me to send in, you know, some
samples.
Samples, yeah, Family Feud type samples. I send them in, they like, they good. Have an interview, it's a black woman,
oh, man.
And a white man, and they interviewing me. And they're not asking me no questions. They just basically telling me what the job entails.
So it's not even an
interview, Remo. And when they tell me how much money I get every week.
I already know, bro.
Bruh, and the job is from August to August. I was like, why you even say it like that?
August to August, so clear your schedule.
No. I'm doing this from home. I could send.
A remote?
I got to send in like 25 questions a week, bro.
A week?
Remo, the job was so easy, bro.
Jesus
Christ. So easy. Pay it once a week for the rest of your time there.
Jesus.
And that's a staple show. Man, I was like, oh, it's up, bro. I don't even know if I'm going to stand up no more.
Live my life.
Oh man, I could do anything I want. I probably just gonna travel
because
I could shoot them my work from anywhere. And bro,
Jesus
they sent me the email and I got it, bro. And I looked and they said that they was going another direction. My body got hot, dog. You know your body get hot, get real warm, and I swung at the air like Trey. Oh, Remo.
Damn.
Yeah, dog. That would have changed my life, bro. Straight up. Just to, you know, because we entrepreneurs, having a steady check for something that you don't have to show up for.
Bro, and we're creative entrepreneurs.
That would have freed up so much everything,
bro. Oh, my God.
I probably wrote 8 movies by now.
And produced them.
Yeah. Because I had the money.
Because you had the bread. You had the startup capital.
Hey, man, enough about me.
Hey, man, it's all good, bro. So, were you dealing with anybody at the time?
Nah.
So, you ain't had nobody.
This is recent, like I said.
Yeah, nobody turned to.
You might be the first person I ever told that to.
Damn.
You know, I take, you know, you niggas, we take our L's and that's it. You ain't never heard me tell that story before.
In my life.
Yeah, exactly. Nigga. Content. But.
That's why a nigga work out so much and then be like, nobody. Yo. Me. Nobody.
It's about how you take those L's when they can't nobody help you.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's a real one, bro. It's learning how to take L's when nobody can help you. As a single person, what's your method without going crazy?
Man.
When nobody's there.
For as simple and cliche as it sounds, staying busy. Mm. It's like going through one thing, completing that project, or if you're doing an audition, whatever it is, and forget about it, dog. Be surprised. Be surprised by everything that happens for you. Also, expect everything to happen for you.
Right.
Never worry about what the next man got. Tell God, I want more than that. Right. Good for them.
I want mine.
I want more than that. Because people be like, damn, that'd be cool if I could do the same thing they doing. No, that ain't how God work. Mm. God lets you, wants you to see something, be like, dang, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I want bigger.
Right.
That's what God wants you to do.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. heartbreak in single, especially career, how do you get through that? For me, I don't get through it good. I do not get through this shit.
This show is too real, bro. Should we be doing this show?
Hey, man, this is therapeutic, man. All right, this
copy. Let's go.
Like, I'm reclusive.
Yes.
I probably indulge too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In dopamine addiction.
And being by yourself, you realize that quicker than anybody.
Oh,
that's
my
around
God.
People that's doing it with them too. So
Jesus
it all seems
Christ,
the same.
Bro. You just be like,
I'm just like an alcoholic damn near at the house.
I'm an alky at the howky.
All day, yeah.
Just all day smoking.
Overindulging.
Overindulging in dopamine. But I have found the old ass saying, bro, idle mind is the devil's playground.
Come on, bro.
So you got to stay active, busy, stay social.
Yeah.
If you got some bad shit going on, go outside.
Come on.
Get some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some straightforward shit, when I was in therapy, my therapist was like, take yourself out. And I thought that's the lamest thing to do.
Mm-mm.
Just go out to a restaurant by yourself, sit down and eat a meal by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like growing up, learning, like, from my cousins, because I ain't had no daddy. You hear me?
Okay.
But my older cousins was like, my older cousins was some real assholes when it came to women, bro.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were just trying to be pimps, but they was not. They
that
were macaroni as shit.
That's that era.
They were macaroni as hell, man.
That's that era, though.
You're like, yo, only thing a woman is good for is to change the centerpiece at the dinner table, son. It's like, yo.
Why women got little feet to stand closer to the stove?
Come on, son. Shit sound cool when you're 14.
For real.
Not 24.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, so yeah, man. Stay outside. Be active. Mm-hmm. Go on a walk. Exercise. Get those positive endorphins.
Did heartache get you to walking?
Heartache sped me up to everything. Bitch.
That boy, I'm coming.
Oh, nigga, I was. you know what it was, bro? All right, I hate to even say this, bro.
Say it, bro. You
fuck it.
Everything.
This the single truth, and we said we ain't holding nothing back.
Come on, man. STG.
It was like, not in a morbid way, but kind of in a morbid way. It's like, hey, bro. All this heartache killing you anyway, nigga. So if you gonna die, die work it out. Die strong, nigga.
I don't wanna laugh.
Die strong, nigga. Don't die weak, nigga. Your heart, these hoes killing you anyway.
That's why I'm laughing. The fact you think you about to die from a broken heart.
It's not a cartoon,
man. That shit be real, right? Like, man, fuck.
Nah, that's for old people, dog. That's for, like, when you 80 and you, like, lose your loved one and then you, like, so stressed, your stress levels will
bro,
get
you. Bro, bro.
You too young to die from a broken
I'm
heart.
80, bro. I'm 80 in my heart, man. I got 80 in your heart.
He said. That was killing you anyway. No, they are not.
Hey, man. But you know what?
Stress will kill you, though. And stress about the whole thing.
Don't be too overexcited for attention as a man. Learn how to love yourself enough to be okay with yourself. Because if you outside looking for attention, my boy, all your paycheck is going to attention.
Oh.
Whether you going to the strip club and these women is giving you attention, bitch, they giving you the attention that they need to get their goddamn money about you.
The car note.
Or if you got this one girl, that's why I was like, you know, we started off, how many dates is cool? Because it's like, if it's 3 to 5, if you got five.
Yeah, five.
That's a lot of attentions.
5 or 10 huts.
What? Come on, man. You got to, and you got to remember the lies you've been telling. If you telling lies, you got to remember the shows you watching. You can't be watching different shows with different. I mean, you can be watching. Don't watch the same show. Don't watch the same show with 5 different people. And you done seen episodes, and then you ain't even surprised no more. She like, he just got shot. You like, yeah, I remember that shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how I juggled when I was juggling. This is the key. If you out there, you single, and you juggling, the key is not giving up any information. So then you don't have to remember any information. All right, every chick that you mess with should have said the phrase to you, asked you the question one time, why are you so quiet? You should always hear that if you're juggling.
If you're juggling.
Talk to your wife. Communicate with your wife. Mm. Don't give them.
Don't talk to these hoes.
Nah, because women like to hear about, women like to talk about themselves anyway. So you'll turn into a good listener. Mm-hmm. And then you're not giving up information that you have to remember because you're lying.
That's so real, though.
You talking about don't remember your lies, nigga. You ain't got to remember nothing when you ain't saying nothing.
When you ain't saying shit.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's game.
That's a real game.
You know what I'm saying?
So she'd be like, you always quiet.
Yeah.
I've gotten, you're not the same person as I thought.
Mm.
Especially when they meet somebody, like, you know what I'm saying?
Entertainment.
In the entertainment space.
Oh, I got something for that too. Just like the housekeepers, I got something for that too.
Boom.
I talk for a living.
Yeah.
Baby, come on. Come on, baby. Look, if you did hair all day, do you want me to keep asking you? Like, if you did hair for a living.
Nigga, you ain't got no hair.
I know, exactly. Okay. You want me to keep asking you about it?
There you go.
You ain't got no business in my business. How about that?
How about
I ain't got
that?
No hair. You ain't got no business in my business.
You ever had somebody try to give you a joke? Like, yes. A girl you was dating or something, like, you know, it'd be funny as hell.
I ain't gonna lie. The one that punched me in my face, I still do a couple of them jokes. She was funny.
You got some battered material?
Got residue. I got some joke residue.
Damn.
But nah, she either had like a good premise
or a punch.
Or a good punch. My first Atlanta girlfriend.
She had a good punch.
One more time. Hey, my first Atlanta girlfriend did give me something to be like, to say this. I ain't never really put in a joke, but I thought it was funny. She was like, every man in here, not only that, bro. I wish I still had this video. She was high and came downstairs dressed like how I be dressing on stage. She had the book bag on. Back then, long shorts, hat backwards. And she was like, you know how I know every dude do something gay? And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, think about how you wash your ass. You spread your cheeks when you wash your ass. I said, yo, that's funny, but I would never say that. But she was ripping. She came out. I don't know what the hell she was on, man. Right. She just put on all my clothes, had the hat on, and did like 3 or 4 minutes of like,
that's funny.
Fucking.
That's what's up, bro.
Funny. I just remembered that. Shout out to Lauren, man. Fuck it. We going to keep it all the way.
Hey, keep
through.
It G.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't going to say today. I don't know about it.
You ain't got to.
But,
hey,
Why are you powered down?
Niggas sound like Gateway.
Nah, I had a girl. She came down. Like, she, all right, back up.
Yeah, back up for a
She wasn't that expressive in her sexuality. You know what I'm saying? So this was a big step out.
Church girl?
Ish.
Okay, boom.
So this was a step out for her. You know what I'm saying? Like a big step out.
Type shit.
My nigga, she came downstairs in some lingerie and some goddamn stilettos and shit. Bruh, it was just so random. I just busted out laughing. And she felt so bad, bruh.
You can't do that, Remo.
Bruh, she came out, she was like, hey. I was like.
Hoes is goofy as hell.
Bruh, she was like. She ran back upstairs. I was like,
covered,
oh my God.
She covered
she
up.
She covered up, nigga. She covered up like she was in the Garden of Eden.
Oh.
And got caught by God.
Oh, bruh. You know what? The funniest thing, the point that I want to make out of that story, story time Remo is amazing as always. We don't give a fuck about lingerie, ladies.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, not no more. Like, I don't think, man, listen. If you go through your man's phone and look through his porn search and it say lingerie, he's a murderer.
Sometimes I might have my old school shit. I be like fishnets. If I'm over old school, I like fishnets.
You a creep, bro.
If I want like a classic.
Why would you want that?
I mean, you want a throwback.
You gotta take a break. Anytime you get that deep in the categories, you gotta take a break. Fishnets? And you're a black male?
Yeah.
You are crazy.
I say ebony fishnets. It'd be like 9 videos.
Hey, man, I gotta get you out of Gold Rush, bro. That's a bad influence on you, dog. We gonna work on that, man. We gonna work on that. Fishnets is crazy.
Everybody got something, bro.
Put your craziest porn category in the comments if you think you got something that outweighs.
Fishnets.
We're supposed to say corn. Put your.
Okay.
Yeah, your craziest corn categories in the comments. If you could outdo a fishnet. I don't know. That's tough.
What's your?
My go-to or like my crazy one?
Crazy.
I don't know if it'd be crazy. I'll be like really having sex in the strip club.
You trying to chat GPT? Really having sex in the strip club.
Hey, bruh, the more concise you are with your titles, the more you're going to get what you want.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
This thing, if you put fishnets that got a toe at the bottom.
Toe out fishnets?
With the heel. All the way up to the butt part.
Oh, man.
Think about all the you get. So you're missing out on content. That's how the algorithm works, bro. You got to be concise with what you're saying, bro.
Because
if I just put strip club sex, bro, it's going to be a bunch of niggas up there doing it. You don't know what's going to go on.
Them damn dancing bears.
I'm getting a hidden camera. Real creep shit in the strip club VIP.
Oh, my God.
Mostly skinny white chicks. That's the only thing that's you got to filter through all that. Hey, white hoes be having sex in the strip club.
Have sex everywhere.
Yeah, but way more than our women.
In the strip club.
In the strip club. Yes. So hold on. Mm-hmm. Did you have another story?
I always have a story, Tyler.
Yes, you do. Let's hear it.
Today's story is brought to you by Felicia Candles.
Mm-hmm.
The aroma of this candle is bringing me back to a moment in time when I got caught with my girl at the time in a park by the police.
Mm.
This was Centennial Park, downtown.
Okay, so you got caught by the police with your girl. I thought with you said girl. You got caught by your girl.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. By the police with my girl.
Mm-hmm. In Centennial Park.
In Centennial Park.
Okay.
It started as a nice little date, you know, a little blanket, cuddle downtown, snacks.
Okay.
Kicking it.
Come on. Cheap date.
Cheap date. Snacks.
When things were what? Financially intense.
Come on now. And this was a girl on some real shit. That when I was a freshman, she was a senior.
Okay.
And in my first yearbook interview, I was like, they was like, do you have a crush on anybody? And I said her name. And when I graduated, I got a chance to kick it with her.
The block will be spun.
Man, it was like, come on, this is perfect opportunity.
Episode one, the block will be spun.
Take you downtown to Centennial. Yeah, I got some blanket snacks.
Yeah. You like a blanket type of bitch.
Come on now. Snacks.
They go lay down.
Come on. Bro, we laid down. We started kissing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I want to eat her pussy.
In the park.
In the park. It was night.
What you wanted to do?
Eat her pussy. In the park. And it was night, so I'm thinking everything cool, bro. Put the blanket over her, you know what I'm saying? I'm under the blanket. Nigga, the cop hit me on the head, bro, with a flashlight. Bing! I came up, bro, I'm glazed up. He's like, son, you can't be doing that out here.
You can't, Remo. One thing you can't be doing, eating pussy in the park.
Hey, man, you know.
That's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing, bro.
She was so much older than me.
Like, he would have let you keep fucking.
But he would have let you keep getting some head, too.
Yeah. And
but I'm the one. Head,
yeah. But he like, yo, this ain't even illegal.
Hey, man, come on.
This is just stupid. It's not even, I'm hitting you because it's not illegal. Please just get up and fuck, leave.
Hey, man.
Ain't no pussy eating in my bar.
Ain't no pussy.
That's the only law you broke. It's a man law. No man should eat pussy outdoors.
Nah, because.
Like a simp.
Prior to the way I was eating the pussy.
You were loud.
I'm on my stomach eating pussy.
Commando style.
Commandodian.
They got the booty to the heavens.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in it.
In it.
That boy just getting it out.
Boy, I'm just eating it out.
Hey, now, I had sex with my, I guess, high school. It wasn't a high school sweetheart because it wasn't for that long, but I was about to go to college and she was about to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, I went. Had a, all right, the homie had this credit card that was booming.
Booming cards.
So boom, I went to the Red Roof Inn.
To the Momo.
Come on, $29.99. You know what I'm saying? We went to the, this is South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Went to the Red Roof Inn, boom. Go get in there and, you know, I give them the card. And it's like, and this is back when like they would call the check on the card.
Mm.
And something going on. Boom, something was going on. And hit the phone. I was like, left my cell phone in the car. I ain't had no cell phone. Boom, back to the car.
Gone.
We gone. Yeah, so we go to the park. You know what I'm saying? I don't even remember the name of this park. This was just like, this is not Centennial. This was a decade old park. Mm. It was not really a park. When we went and shit, she had a little sundress. So we had the little bench over there.
Shout out to sundress season.
Man, ooh. Listen, bro. I got bit by so many mosquitoes that day. Balls, tank, booty.
Whoa.
Back.
Damn.
I'm talking about a whole groin.
What?
Bruh, she didn't get bit once.
Oh.
I said the mosquitoes
man.
Came out your pussy.
They had to.
Because ain't no way you can get bit. And
you
I got
brought
bit
them
95
here.
Times, bro.
Damn.
I'm talking about big red bumps. I'm in school looking infested. You know, you gotta go, you gotta go to college, you know, freshman orientation. And I played basketball, so we had to go like 2 days earlier for some other shit, like our physicals. Boom, had to go for a physical, so I was there early, man. I was just out there like, my mom was like, take an oatmeal bath. I ain't getting in no college tub.
A college tub that you had to share?
Bro, a sweet tub?
Oh, man.
I ain't getting no tub in college. Ooh. Shit, I got in a tub in, at the gym, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fitness center, I got up in there. But, yeah, I was done, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, she had mosquitoes in her vagina. I had to break up with her. it was like that scene on Green Mile.
Oh, man. When the cancer came out of his mouth.
Things come out of there. That was happening to me.
Damn, bro.
Anyway, all right. I got some advice. Question. That's being asked from the STG. I
Come
think
on,
he just
man.
Named it shit.
There we
you know
go.
What I'm saying? This is from a young man, anonymous. And again, if y'all hit us up, DM at Single Truth Show on whatever. We on whatever you on. Or just DM us personally. A chick I mess with heavy. Okay, he sound kind of old. A chick I mess with heavy that would probably be my girl. Okay, probably not. Here we go. I'm sorry. A chick I mess with heavy that would probably be my girl. Probably be my girl soon. Told me that one of my big homies slid in her DM. He know I F with her. Should I confront him? Big homie, that's tough.
Big homie, that's big bro.
You know what I'm saying? See, he, and his question is, should he confront him? Cause he feel like this girl, he know that he's with this girl, not official, but he feel like it's, it could be official. So much so that she told him, hey, big homie, you introduced me to, be trying to.
Right. Should he confront him? Depending on how deep he was in the DMs, pause, yeah.
Deep enough to send a message to a show. That's how deep he was in.
It sounds like he already confronted.
Nah, I mean, just in case somebody else is in this situation.
Should have confronted
him. Uh-oh, they got Remo swaying.
Because I'm just thinking, it's like, yeah, but you kind of already know your big homie. Mm-hmm. So you know kind of how he moves.
Okay.
So if he's moving in a way, it's like, I'm trying to get at your girl. Like, if he's that type of person to kind of slap behind niggas' back to try to get, then you know what time it is. And then you just got to just be like, hey, bro, come on, man. It ain't not here, bro.
So kind of not confront him, but just be.
Just give him a line. I know.
Mm-hmm. Wrong. You send her at him and get that money. That's what you do to big homie.
Pimping.
Drain his pockets dry. You hear me? I'm talking about Forever 21, get the receipts, we returning everything.
Yeah,
I'm talking about get a diamond something, we returning everything.
Going crazy.
We going crazy. Get the gifts. Because big homie know. He know he shouldn't be doing this, so it's kind of like on some guilt shit anyway. And then you get to see how down your girl that's about to be your girl is. Like, is she willing to provide for the family?
Is she trying to really help out?
Come on.
A helpmate.
Put the curtain on that coochie and just show it a little bit. You ain't gotta come all the way out and get on stage. Just look out and see how many people out there. And be like, yeah, that shit packed. Hey,
they want it.
Better go out there.
They want it.
They ready. They ready, man. Got crazy. Something to leave the people with?
This week, we want to leave the people with a quick little small video. You know what I'm saying? Is your ex the problem or is it you? Is the question.
Damn, this is good. You asking me, I feel.
Is your ex the problem?
I don't think this is to them. I don't like this.
Or is it you? All right, here we go.
Provides everything financially, but uses that as justification to dismiss your feelings.
Sounds like, to me, some narcissistic behaviors, baby girl.
We already did
but
that.
But it also sounds like a woman.
Damn, Remo.
Okay, here we go.
I'll let you handle one
don't
thing.
Don't want to swallow.
At the level of where you are, so you see yourself in them. When you're busy labeling them, saying they're this, you don't realize that you're seeing them through the lens of you. Because you haven't faced the shit you need to face, you fling that shit at them. They are this. They only meet you to show you to you.
Ooh.
If you had done the work and felt safe and felt loved and felt worthy within yourself, do you think you would meet this person? They are come to show you to you. And if you bitch and moan and blame and criticize and label them,
God gonna send you a mirror.
Come on, man.
That's it.
We project what we get.
That's it. I like that. It was a long way to get to that, but I like it.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? And make sure you like, share, subscribe, send this to somebody that's single, that's looking to be single, thinking about being single, or that just singly likes a good time. It's a lot of that. You know what I'm talking about. All right.
Remo Tyler.